USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The U.S. reported a record new COVID case numbers on Saturday for the second straight day with nearly 279,000 cases. A record 695 deaths were reported by health authorities in California. The State Department of Health reports more than 29,000 COVID deaths in the state. More than 367,000 Americans have died with COVID-19. The new coronavirus variant has also now been detected in four travelers from Brazil who landed in Tokyo. A plane has crashed off the coast of Indonesia, USA Radio's Lance Pry reports.
A Boeing 737-500 carrying 62 passengers and crew has crashed in the sea northwest of Jakarta, Indonesia. The plane went down about 4 minutes into the 90-minute flight Saturday. Officials said all of those on board Flight 182 were from Indonesia and there were no survivors.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. I would say 40 times is pretty much what I heard.
Police say 32-year-old Jason Nightingale shot a University of Chicago student in the head while sitting in his car, walked to an apartment building where he shot a security guard and a resident getting her mail, then stole a car, killed one, and wounded another at a convenience store and shot a passenger in a vehicle. Police say Nightingale shot at them from the back of the store, got away, and drove 10 miles where he opened fire inside a pharmacy and said he was robbing it before going across the street to a restaurant and shooting another person. Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
A woman was also shot dead by police in Lawndale, Illinois. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
House Democrats say they'll bring an article of impeachment against President Trump to the floor of the House of Representatives as soon as Monday. And while calls grow for the president to be removed from office, not everybody is on board.
The article being circulated accused the president of fomenting the unrest that led to Wednesday's breach of the Capitol building. More than 180 representatives, all of them Democrats, have signed on in support. Senator Pat Toomey doesn't see a reason to proceed with the impeachment process. The Pennsylvania Republican tells Fox News that while he thinks the president's behavior warrants the effort, an impeachment wouldn't be prudent.
I have to say, I do think the president's behavior this week does disqualify him from serving. But we've got 10 days left, 11 days left. He's not going to be serving after that time. We'll have a new president. I don't know whether logistically it's actually even really possible or practical, and I'm not sure it's desirable to attempt to force him out, what, a day or two or three prior to the day on which he's going to be finished anyway. So I'm not clear that's the best path forward.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Spain has seen its most snow in 50 years. A blizzard blanketed much of the country, causing at least four deaths and stranding thousands in their cars at train stations and airports, which suspended service. Over 1,500 people were rescued from their cars. More than 20 inches of snow fell in the capital of Madrid. Temperatures expected to fall dramatically in the coming days. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.